1. On what basis is the prevalent practice not to bench zimun on a cup of wine, despite gemaras, etc., that seem to indicate it's being done? 2. Why don't litvaks generally put on gartels, despite the Shulchan Aruch's and Mishnah Berurah's apparent leaning that it is preferable? Question number 3. Why is the audience's singing of Od Yisham in the middle of the recitation of the Bracha Achrita and Sheva Brachas not considered a hefsik? Yisrael Kaniel Beit Shemesh. Benching Zimun on a cup of wine, you're right, preferably even during the week, and even when there's only three people benching together, they should bench on a cup of wine. However, some say that since today, the Zimun is not really the complete Zimun. The complete Zimun is where one person benches and everyone listens and answers Amen and is Yotze with his benching. Since we're not fulfilling the full Zimun, therefore we're nohag not to do it dafka on a cup of wine. The real reason is that in Europe, wine was expensive and people did not have wine to bench on, and therefore they got into the habit of not benching on wine, and that spread even today, where wine is very prevalent, grape juice at least is prevalent or whatever. If someone doesn't bench on a cup of wine, there is what to rely on, but definitely it's better to bench on a cup of wine even during the week, even if there's only three people, and personally that's what I do. Why don't litvaks generally put on gartels? Rav Sternbach says that even though the Shulchan Aruch says, and that's why Sfaradim don't put on a special gartel, is that it's only if you go with a belt the entire day and took it off, then there's an inyan to put it back on for davening. But if you don't go with a belt the whole day, surely no one wears a gartel the whole day, there's no inyan dafka to put on a gartel or a belt special for davening. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that Midas Chassidus is to wear a special belt, even if you're wearing a belt on your pants, to wear a special belt. The Reb Sternbach says that that was only when the clothing that people wore, like robes or long coats, where the belt made the clothing look better. But to put a gartel around a suit jacket, or with no jacket at all, has no edifying purpose for the clothing itself. There's no idea of wearing the gartel just like this. He says, however, people have the minhag to put on a special belt for davening, even wearing clothing that the belt does not enhance. They should keep their minhag. But it explains at least why many people, not only litvaks, Sfaradim also, do not wear a special gartel for davening. And why is the audience's singing of Od Yishama not considered a hefsik? Because even though lechatchila you're not allowed to be mafsik even with silence, and that's what the person who's making the bracha is doing, he's keeping silent for a few seconds while they sing. Over here, since the singing is part of the simcha, it's considered really not a hefsik for the person who's making the bracha to wait and to let them be mesameach the chos and the kala in the middle of his bracha. However, many people are makbid that they do not give the tzibur a chance to sing, and they say the bracha from beginning to end without interruption.